T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
USA Today. Bob's on Twitter at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes here in Atlanta.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, Chuck.
You know, it certainly seems like when Brian Snicker calls a meeting in Arizona over these last couple of years, I guess that they it's like E.F. Hutton, right? When he talks, they listen.
Yeah, I mean, we're class, you're like a charm, and it's funny, like you said, he goes, "Oh, I look smart when I do it before Strider pitches." And so it happened last year, too. Strider made his debut in Phoenix and had the team meeting and took off.
You know, Bob, you had the story about Brian Snicker benching Marcell Ozuna after, you know, looking at the home run. You know, I like the fact of not just the fact that he's holding guys accountable, but I really like the fact that this got out publicly, that this was a story that came out publicly, that they didn't try to monkey around or tinker around or say, "Oh, well, Ozuna pulled a hamstring," or anything like this. No, like he made Ozuna and these guys be accountable for their actions. I give Snicker a lot of credit. I mean, he's an old soul in baseball, but you know, a lot of managers I don't think would have, you know, put it out there in public or you know, been as honest about the situation as what he was.
No, 100% with you. You know, when it happened, I said, "Oh, is he going to get benched?" You know, kind of forgetting he's a DH. You don't know if he's going to get benched or not.
Right.
Obviously, they didn't pinch run for him. But then when they brought in a Olsen, a pinch hit, and said, "Okay, yeah, now we're and I'm sorry, not Olsen, but Murphy." He said, "Okay, this was it." And you know, nobody really asked him about it downstairs. It's like, man, this should be big. And finally, you know, he acknowledged that. You know, simply, yeah, he feels bad about it. But I'm glad Snicker did. I'm glad he outed him. Because that was inexcusable. It cost him a run. It could cost him the game. He should have been at least on second base, if not third, at least second. And then remember when there was a pass ball and the ball hit the right side, so it cost him a run.
You know, Bob, you know, I was talking about the schedule for the Braves, and once they get through this Mets series, things really open up. I mean, they play the Mets at home for 3 games. Later in the month, they'll go on the road to Philadelphia. But they've got a couple of last place teams in the schedule: Detroit, Colorado. Obviously, you know, even the Twins are kind of mediocre right now. The Reds are nothing really special. You know, it feels like if the Mets and Phillies don't start to strike now, then this thing could start to separate itself as you get into July. Because again, the Braves have a lot of, and I say easy games, but they don't have some difficult series that are coming up outside of New York and Philly.
No, I agree. I think, I mean, I really believe Atlanta is a class of National League. I'd be stunned if they don't win the East. You know, the Phillies are going to be, you know, kind of quicksand all year. I don't know what they're doing. The pitching's not there. You know, the Mets are under.
Oh, did we lose Bob? Well, I think maybe we lost Bob. Bad connection, bad signal there. So, well, anyway, listen.
Coming.
Bob, are you there?
Yeah, so, no, I like him a lot. I think they're going to win the pennant again. I don't see a team better than them.
Do you think that this is Verlander's last season? I mean, I understand the injuries early in the year, but it has been a struggle for him. I mean, is this the year we finally see Verlander hang it up?
Well, remember, he signed a 2-year contract for $86 million. He's not going to walk away for $43 million. So, no, I don't believe that And remember, he's always said, Chuck, that he wants to pitch these 45. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm not sure it's even going to be done after these next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, and I know he had the monster season last year, right? I mean, he was the Cy Young winner last year, but is it just, you know, was it just the early season injuries and trying to get back into it, or have you seen something different about him? Because this has been, and I know the injuries, you know, have factored into, you know, the 2021 season and the pandemic year, but he's had four straight years where he's had a lower number of strikeout per nine innings. And, you know, at some point, I mean, you know, when you lose that ability to get guys out nowadays, you know, again, guys are just going to sit there and tee off on you. And, you know, I wonder about if it's just, you know, age, health, like what is it about him?
Well, yeah, I think it's age. And remember, guys were using the sticky stuff. It was so common in baseball. And I think it was prevalent, you know, with guys in Houston, stuff like that. And you know, guys are getting away with it now that, you know, MLB is cracking down on all the pitchers. I think kind of a combination, just age and, you know, you can't get the grip on the ball like you used to. And, you know, I mean, we haven't seen too many guys, you know, pitch one of their 40s. You know, Randy Johnson, you know, he starts showing his age. You know, Nolan Ryan's about the lone exception. You know, Roger Clemens there. But that's about it. No, not too many guys can do that.
You know, Bob, you're in Arizona. Are you still surprised? I mean, you and I talked about this specifically about, okay, could Arizona hang for a while? And you said that, you know, eventually their pitching might catch up to them just trying to overtake the Dodgers over 162 games. Are you still surprised that they're hanging tough with the Dodgers? I mean, 35-25 at this point of the season, pretty good home record. They're above 500 on the road. They are a plus, you know, run differential team. You surprised that they're still hanging in there?
I am. You know, I think they're going to hang in there. I don't think they're I don't think they're going to go all in to trade the line or anything like that. I still think they're a year away. We saw that in the Atlanta series where they lost 2-3. You know, the bullpen coughed it up. You know, they got two, you know, magnificent starters, particularly with Zach Gallen. You know, you still got, you know, Merrill Kelly too. But, you know, I'm not sure that the staying power. But I'll tell you what, I didn't think the National League was going to be this down, Chuck. I mean, I never thought the Mets, the Phillies, and particularly the Padres would be this bad.
And again, we've seen teams like Pittsburgh be four games above 500. The Marlins are four games above 500. I mean, it does seem like the National League is upside down from what it's supposed to be right now.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the money. I mean, they you know, the Mets with the taxes is, you know, about $500 million. The Padres are about, you know, over $250 million. So yeah, it's embarrassing. I think if the Padres don't make the playoffs, Chuck, I think it'll go down as the most underachieving team in baseball history.
So do you think that Mets, Phillies, Padres, if they continue to underachieve, that they will look to move some of those assets? Or do you think that they ride it, you know, this entire year and stay the course? I know how much money they've forked out, but, you know, at some point, if you're not getting any kind of return on investment, do you try to offload some of those contracts?
No, I think they stay the course, you know, for the season. It'd be too embarrassing to give up. You know, plus the National League is down. So, you know, there's all those, you know, three wild card spots. So you can't give up. Now, in the offseason might be a different story. I think if the Padres don't make the playoffs, they got to see what they get for Juan Soto. I would dump him and see what you get back. You know, you can't do anything with Machado. He's got the, you know, no trade clause. Tatis is having a good year. Bogart, you know, showing a lot of help. So yeah, I don't see them or the Mets, you know, or the Phillies do anything during the season. But the off season, they have to look in the mirror and say, you know what, it's not working. Let's move some people.
Bob, the Texas Rangers just continue to pile up wins, and their run differential is just absurd. And you know, we talked about, you know, potential MVP candidates before, but again, this team is just, I don't know what do they do. I mean, they're 38-20. They're a plus 152. Run differential. They're dominant at home. They're dominant on the road. Like, why is this team, like, suddenly just come up and been so good this year?
Well, because they got the biggest free agent acquisition in all baseball, Bruce Bochy. you know, it's amazing this guy was sitting out there. Nobody wanted him. And it's pretty much the same team. Yeah, they got a couple of parts. I mean, you know, but DeGrom hasn't pitched. So, yeah, Bochy made a difference. And his sidekick, of course, is Mike Maddux, the pitching coach. You know, they made some nice free agent moves. You know, Nathan Eovaldi has been great. You know, of course, you know, Semien a year ago and Seager a year ago. But I think, you know, it shows what a coaching staff, what a difference it can make for a team.
So I know Ohtani is in line to just get the, you know, Megalodon type of contract long term, but as this team with the Angels just continues to flounder and just, again, I think they're what, a game above 500? And you and I have specifically talked about the idea of, you know, that Mike Trout may be, you know, this generation's, you know, kind of Ted Williams. I mean, just not much, you know, playoff appearances and, you know, maybe not winning a World Series. But are they going to pay Ohtani, you know, $500 million? I mean, to be there, I know the attraction of it, but from the baseball perspective, they get nothing out of having arguably the two best players in baseball, maybe along with Aaron Judge, but maybe two of the three best players in all of baseball for it.
No, and what they are getting out of Ohtani is money. I mean, he's worth about, I was told, about $20 million a year, Chuck, with the licensing and merchandising and everything else. So, you know, and, you know, Trout's got to bring in some money, nothing like Ohtani. So, yeah, it's a shame, and I think they'll stay with it unless they just have a complete free fall and just kind of lose him as a free agent. You know, I think it's, you know, 50-50 coin flip. Does he go to the Dodgers or goes to the you know, San Diego Padres? I think he likes San Diego a lot. I mean, likes Southern California a lot. I'm not going to completely rule out San Francisco or Seattle, but he's such a homebody. I think he definitely stays out west.
Bob Nightingale is a national MLB columnist for USA Today and joined me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Check out his personal Twitter page, at BNightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. We will certainly chat again soon.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Chuck, as always.
You got it, as always. Come up top of the hour. When we come back, Falcons flyover coming up. Your news and notes about the Atlanta Falcons. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.